Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Carmen Vincent, a recent Valparaiso University graduate, a Midwesterner through and through, who has been working on a documentary film entitled Teacher of Patience. Is that right, Carmen?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so you're aiming for the end of 2021 to complete the film.
Yep.
And what is it about?
Yeah, so Teacher of Patience is a documentary about a Northwest Indiana family from Hebron, actually, who set out to educate first responders in the greater community about how to communicate with individuals with Down syndrome, autism, and other disabilities. And it's in a presentation they call the Emily Talk, named after Emily, the daughter of the family who's 25 years old and has Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Felter is the father, and he's a paramedic, and Tina Felter is the wife, and she's a labor and delivery nurse. And there's actually a preview, a six-minute preview of the film on teacherofpatience.com that folks can go and kind of get to know them a bit more.
Cool. How did you find out about this family?
Yeah, so I actually attended an Emily Talk last January 2020, and I was so moved by their presentation that I walked up to them right afterwards and asked if they'd let me make a documentary film about them, and they said yes without hesitation, which was really cool. I did not expect that at all, but the rest is kind of history, mm-hmm. And my main motivation now is kind of put this story in front of as many eyeballs as possible, including in front of first responders. For training.
So you met them shortly before the COVID outbreak. Did it have an impact on it? Is that a part of the film at all, or the effects of COVID on this family?
I'm not making COVID the centerpiece of the film. There is some footage where you can see them wearing masks, but mm-hmm. All in all, I wanted this to be more of an evergreen piece that could, you know, stay relevant for long after the pandemic.
So you were able to function throughout the shutdown, more or less, and continue working on it?
Yeah, more or less, thankfully. That's why production has kind of slowed down, but now we're ramping back up and finally able to get to capture the final sequences that we need that involve crowds. So mm-hmm. Now we're able to finally do that. Mm-hmm.
And what did you discover about yourself in the filmmaking process?
It's kind of crazy. I think every film I do, I discover something new about myself. But this film has led to sort of an epiphany for me. I've always had obsessive compulsive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. And I used to hide that part of my identity because I was afraid of stigma and judgment. Mm-hmm. But seeing Emily absolutely own who she is unapologetically and use that to teach others how to be better, more authentic human beings really inspired me to try and do the same. So now I'm really upfront about my disabilities, and I've recently started moderating conversations about disabilities for organizations and businesses, and it's completely transformed the way I view myself and my disabilities and the value of telling my own story while I'm telling other people's stories, too.
Well, I think it sounds like it's a very timely project in that there's so much emphasis being placed now, and rightly so, on treating people with dignity, mm-hmm. and being more thoughtful just in general, I think, even though that's not necessarily prevalent in society right now.
Yeah.
So what was your goal in working on this film?
Yeah, my goal with the film is to get it incorporated into first responder training nationwide so that first responders can be prepared when they encounter individuals with Down syndrome and autism and other disabilities in emergency situations. We don't want it to be their first time encountering someone with Down syndrome when, you know, it's an emergency situation. So I think it's important to show this film to them and have discussions around it. I'm hoping to partner with Down syndrome and disability related organizations and foundations to help roll this film out into their local communities as part of an impact campaign. And it's ultimately going to be a 30-minute broadcast-length film. So mm-hmm. if we get it on a PBS, that would be great to expose it nationwide. But it's also the perfect length for, like, in-person screenings and discussions. So that's absolutely something I intend to do. Basically, I think everyone should know about the Felters and their story and their advocacy, because it not only teaches patience and empathy, but it also gives people the courage to advocate for themselves, just like it's given me courage to advocate for myself.
Oh, that's great. You are very well spoken on the subject.
Thank you.
You're very well spoken in general. But was this your major at VU?
Yeah, so my major was digital media. So it was sort of broader and encompassed mm-hmm. graphic design, video production, communication in general. And I took an interest in documentary filmmaking specifically when I did a video internship over in Bethlehem, Palestine, and saw the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with my own eyes, which is as relevant as ever. And I realized there are real stories that need to be told here.
Well, Carmen, thank you for visiting with me today on Eye on the Arts, and I'll look forward to seeing the film sooner rather than later on the local public television station.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.